thousands of pounds of ratepayers' money is being spent on training courses and degrees for local councillors. A story in the Sunday World at the weekend, based on an FOI request, showed that personal development payments are being dished out to councillors at Belfast City Council. Some of the payments were made out of for councillors to study for university degrees. Others went to party events like SDLP Away Days and Sinn Féin Planning Days. Councillors also took courses like handling press and radio interviews, media training, mediation courses. Claire Hanna is from the SDLP. Claire received more than £3,000 to take a master's degree at Queen's University. Morning to you, Claire.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. And on the line also is the Ulster Unionist Councillor, Jim Rogers. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Claire.
Why should we pay for your education, Claire?
Well, I think the first thing to say, it's precisely to get value for ratepayers. I mean, councillors have different parts of their job. We are there to pick up pieces of casework from people. We are there to bring new policy through the council, but we're also there to give a bit of strategic direction and an overview of how we want the city to go. And people in council are at different stages of their life and careers. Not everybody is coming in with, you know, decades in business or decades in another job. And we need the skills and we need the information to adequately manage public services. Yeah. I mean, I know.
And you don't think every other student that's going to university, trying to equip themselves with skills for the job they want to do, feel the same? Why are you more special than they are? Why do they have to pay for their education and you don't?
Well, this is a very standard practice. I mean, council is an accredited investor in people, and I think you'll find, Stephen, probably most jobs do some sort of on-the-job training. And a lot of people, I mean, I did my degree part-time in my 20s, which I paid for myself, obviously, like most other people, for the job that I was taking at that time. I'm now working in a different role and I need a different set of skills. But it's very standard practice to train people for the job that they're doing.
But the question, Claire, is why are you seen to be more special than someone else who has to pay for their own education in order to equip themselves with skills that they need for their job? So why are councillors having their master's degrees paid for them and someone else listening to the radio this morning who's having to work, I don't know, two part-time jobs, a full-time job in order to do their master's degree? Why should they have to pay and you don't? What's the difference?
The point is I'm being trained for the role I'm in. My master's is in law and governance, which is about reading and interpreting legislation. It's about organisation and management of public services. And the essays and the modules I've chosen and done are very relevant. I've done an essay and a module in provision of leisure services. I'm doing my dissertation at the moment in the new planning powers that we have. But the point is I'm being trained for the job I have. If I worked in a different job, if I switched jobs and worked in, for example, in your field in production, I would expect to be trained in skills in and around radio production. And each councillor does a kind of a learning audit when they go in that's based on their life experience. And like I say, you know, I went into council at 30. I didn't have decades of experience in other business. And we want councillors to reflect the public. And not everybody has got a master's in all these things. And not everybody feels they want one. But I felt I needed additional training in those financial concepts, in management concepts. And I know from my own experience that this is the match for my learning style. But I suppose
you get a salary as a councillor, don't you?
Yeah, Stephen, I'm sure in your role I'm not sure in presenting, but I'm sure your production staff and so on have received on the job training. Not everybody did a degree.
But hold on a minute. There's on the job training, and there's someone paying for your education. Now, why didn't you pay for your master's degree out of your own salary?
Well, as it happens, I have. I've paid for a third of it. It's part funded and there is a budget. And I think the point is, I don't know everything. I don't know about you, but I don't know everything. So I appreciate that I've got a lot to learn to make sure that I can best represent my constituents and best.
But why didn't you pay for it? Why didn't you pay for it all yourself? So
well,
why does the taxpayer have to pay for your education?
Do you not believe in any investment in training of people for the job that they're doing?
So you get £14,200 a year, correct?
Uh-huh.
And you couldn't have afforded to take out a loan like many people have to do. and pay for their own education.
Like a lot of people my age, Stephen, I'm still paying off my primary education. But I think it's a fair standard. Councils train other staff as well. It's a standard practice for an investor.
You're an employee of the council, are you?
Our best resource is our staff, and our councillors. It's the people that make up any organisation, and it's appropriate to invest in
them.
Well,
it's not surprising you're saying this, because you're sitting pretty having some of your education paid for you. By taxpayers, by people listening to this programme this morning in Northern Ireland who are going to be told by Belfast City Council, by the way, we have to put your rates up because things are tight and, you know, money's tight and therefore, you know, the rates have to go up. Or, by the way, we can't afford to do this to the local play park because we simply don't have enough money. By the way, we can't improve that council facility because we don't have enough money. Meanwhile, they're handing £3,000 to you for your education.
Stephen, for the record, we haven't put the rates up for the last 3 years. This is
Have you put them down?
We've an odd percent, so yes, they have gone down in real terms. And in terms of free education, a lot of people listening to this programme above maybe their mid or late 30s did receive a free education. And actually, personally, I believe in lifelong learning, and I also believe that education should be supported and should be invested, because a skilled workforce is one of the best resources that we have. Just to say that this fund, for example, while each councillor nominally has a budget of £2,000, it isn't used in all years, and in the last financial year, £14,000 was spent. £14,000 spent on education, I don't think, is money poorly spent.
£3,000 of it spent on you?
No, that's over 3 years.
£3,000 spent on you?
Over 3 years, not out of the £14,000.
On the master's degree?
That's £1,000 a year. On a master's degree in law and in governance. As I say, I'm doing a dissertation in our new planning part. I've tailored it and adapted it to ensure that I'm learning the skills that my constituents and Belfast needs in councillors.
And are you deemed, Claire, to be an employee of the council?
No, I don't think so, no.
But I thought your justification all along was many companies invest in their employees.
I said they invest in their people, their personnel.
You said employees.
I'm part of the council team. Perhaps I did semantically. Maybe I should have done a communications degree instead. But semantics. I'm part of the council team, and councillors, in the same way as people will invest in their board, for example, in training for their board, so that they are equipped to take on the high level governance that they need to do, so that they're equipped to interpret accounts and other heavy documents, and so that they're equipped to strategically plan in the same way as a board, for example.
I wasn't trying to be clever. By picking you up on the employee line, I'll tell you why I did it. Because I'm wondering if there is consistency and fairness from Belfast City Council in terms of offering this to all of their employees or all of their staff. For example, Claire, does a bin man who works for Belfast City Council who wants to improve their life, can they go and get £3,000 for a master's degree?
Well, the short answer is, Stephen, I don't know what the human resources provisions are for different departments. Like I say, at the start of your term, and that's reviewed, councillors will have a learning audit, and they will look at the things they know and the things that they feel they need to learn. And some people did take courses in communications and in media, in social media, in chairing committees and so on. And we identified, and you can identify a skills gap, and you can be trained for that particular skill. Now, if I worked in a parked outside a garage, if I wanted to become a mechanic, I presume they would train me in skills relevant to being a mechanic. So I think that the important thing is...
There's a difference, isn't there?
...did a learning audit and identified the gaps in their knowledge and the gaps that they wanted to learn. And I also just want to address that in the article that you're reflecting on, it talked about a slush fund and a secret and a whistleblower. This is not in any way furtive. This is in the council's audited accounts.
I didn't mention a whistleblower.
That's fine, but the article did. It's in the audited accounts. It was approved by all councillors. It's in the budget. Personally, I've talked about them because I've shared different bits and pieces of information that I've picked up in my research on Twitter. And in fact, in the Talkback programme, covered a proposal for special advisors for councillors, one which I wasn't in support of. I talked about this learning fund, and I talked about the learning that I was doing through it. So I just want to address the issue that anybody is seeing in any way behind the door.
Have a listen to Tony.
I believe strongly in the value of education, and I think a lot of us...
Would you support I'm using bin men, other council staff, cleaners, whoever, who want to improve their lives. Would you support them getting £3,000 towards their university degree?
I would certainly support everybody in every role in every organisation. Yeah, meeting a professional as we do.
Let's not generalise it. Let's not generalise it. Would you support Belfast City Council giving $3,000 to anybody within the council that fancies to go to do a degree?
But Stephen, the point is, it's training for the job that you're on, and it's training within the budget. And it's in the same way as if I wanted to become a pilot, I wouldn't expect. It depends. It depends on the job people have and the job they want. But absolutely, I would always support people being trained for the job they want and not just the job they have within measurable parameters. For example, like I say, if I wanted to become a pilot, I wouldn't expect Belfast City Council to pick that up. I have a separate job outside of work where I'm trained in the skills I need for that.
What else do you do for a living?
Part-time. I work in a policy role for charity on a part-time basis. And if I have a learning need there, that as well, like most other organisations, if there's a gap in your knowledge that you need for that, you will be trained sometimes internally, and we all take part in a lot of internal training that's led by the particular director or about particular funds or streams or skills. Sure. Or departments. So you a lot of it's in-house. Like I say, I believe in lifelong learning.
You got another
free part-time.
You got another over 1,400 quid for something else. What was that for? Because the total that you took was £4,790.
That was, yes, over 4 years. We had also, and I think other parties do as well, we had two away days. When I say away days, that makes it sound like, you know, we went to Cuba for a fortnight. Our away days were in Belfast Waterfront and Belfast Castle. We had sort of planning sessions within our group where we look at the issues that have been raised across the city, across by the different councillors, and we went to that. I also went...
Now hold on a moment. With that away day, that was a party away day or a council away day?
It was the SDLP council group, the eight councillors at the time for the SDLP.
So hold on a second. Why doesn't the SDLP pay for that?
Because it's about our council, plans, and it's about the different initiatives that we propose to bring through council, which we did at that. For example, we talked about the living wage, and I brought a motion through council.
So just one second,
We talked about different policies that we've delivered on.
Okay,
for the people who've
so that the 1,400 quid. So we've already dealt with your 3,300 for your master's degree, right? So the other 1,400 quid was made up of two away days, basically, for your party.
No, I don't have the spreadsheet that you're there, and as they were talking about, I presume I also went, I think may have been covered in that, went to the British Irish Association conference in Oxford, and I presume that the flight for that is probably you're armed with the information, yeah. But you're obviously looking at the spreadsheet.
I guess I'm just wondering why the public, we the taxpayer, are paying for an SDLP away day.
And you're paying for an away day for councillors. You're paying for the councillors.
But what does that money buy? What are we actually buying? So when you go to the away day, are you charging for your time, or what are you doing?
What we were paying there for was for the use of the meeting rooms, and we met over a whole day basis. So presumably you're paying for a cup of tea and a sandwich lunch and so on. But what we were discussing,
to the tune of 1,400 quid,
policy initiatives like the living wage, like work we'd done on arts and cultural development, like work.
But you charge £1,400 extra.
I mean, there were eight councillors. I don't think we did charge £1,400. I don't know. I'm not looking at the...
Okay, well, you charge £1,400 over the 3,300, and I don't know what it was made up of, and you're saying it was for a couple of these away days. Okay, look, fair enough.
There are internal training courses as well.
Listen, there are others. Let's be fair to you, because there are others.
There certainly are. This is spent in some years, the budget, as I say, which is nominally £2,000 per councillor, £14,000 was spent in the last financial year, about £1,000. Right. And I appreciate it. It's a privilege to study for that master's. By the way, they're not purchasing me the master's. I still am having to do a lot of work and study. And I very much appreciate the opportunity of doing that. But I am learning things that I already have put into practical use for the benefit of my ratepayers and the whole city.
Are any of those ratepayers being invited to your graduation ceremony?
They'd be more than welcome to. They could have half of my bonus strawberries. I probably, you know, whether or not I even go to the graduation ceremony, I didn't.
Let's be fair to you this morning. You have come on. Every other political party we contacted and they won't put their head above the parapet. Obviously, Jim Rogers is here this morning. But John Kyle from the PUP, he took £3,790, including two £1,800 one-to-one coaching. One-to-one coaching at £1,800 each time. Now, Mr. Kyle, why on earth would you not come on and tell us why you've charged that to your local taxpayer? £1,800 for a one-to-one coaching session. Mary Ellen Campbell from Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin very much lobbying at the moment about welfare reform and how cuts to local people cannot happen. Marianne Campbell from Sinn Féin took £3,305 of your taxpayers' money, including £1,840 for an Ulster University course, an advanced diploma in community planning, £775 for an Open University degree in sociology and criminology. Jim McVeigh from Sinn Féin took £2,930 of your pounds, including £2,000 for an Open University law course. Sinn Féin won't come on and explain it to you. Nicola Mallon took £2,562. Let's look at the DUP. Adam Newton from the DUP took £2,025 of your money, £1,336 for an Ulster University Masters in Communication and PR, £299 for a study trip to Scotland. Adam Newton charged you, the taxpayer, £390 for media training. Ratepayers, obviously. Billy Hutchison from the PUP, he charged £2,000 of your money for one-to-one coaching. Graham Craig at the Ulster Unionist Party, £2,000 he took, £500 for political skills training. And Graham asked you, the ratepayer, to pay £1,500 so that he could be media trained. Guy Spence from the DUP took £1,759. He spent £1,000 of your money on web video training. He also spent £295 of your money on press and radio interview training.